Is the microphone on? Turn it on?
Yep.
Is it on? I don't think so.
Hold on one second. Okay, try it now.
Is it on?
It's on.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the final meeting of the Finance, Government Service, and Operations Committee. Four members are present. Everyone's present except Chairman York. Mr. York has phoned in. He's on his way. He'll be here 15, 20 minutes, and he has indicated a desire for us to go ahead and start without him. With that in mind, we had 9 contract items proposed for consent agenda. I've heard from no one there are objections. So with that in mind, I'm going to move approval of the consent agenda, which is approval of each of items 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I don't want to, I'm happy to approve item 3, but I wonder if we could simply ask Mr. Rao, who's here, to give us a status report on the progress of the Gum Spring Library.
We have two of these contracts deal with it. Should get it ready to open next December.
That's correct. What's before you is the award of the contract for the construction, for the interior construction work. The contractor we've been in contact with the contractor over the last couple weeks with a series of meetings. All the information, everything that budget-wise, everything seems to be in order, in place, and we're getting ready to kick it off and get started.
Outstanding. I know you must be getting a little tired of me asking you to repeat yourself on this point, but I've never had any of my constituents show more anxiety about are we still on time, are we still on budget, than they are about this library, and I'm delighted that the answers are always yes, we are. So in a way, it's fun to bring you back because you always say something that makes me happy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We should also note that one of the nine contracts is the contract for the collection that goes in the library. So there are two of these 9 dealing with the library, and it's been a long time coming, very long time coming, and a year from December it will be open, and probably the busiest one in the county. So Delgadio.
My name's Delgadio.
Yes.
I'll wear that or a hat for me. Thank you. Question for you before you left. Or whoever handles the adult detention center, 41 video visitation units, could you just pro and con of that? I would imagine, you know, the item says very productively how that will help the jail. So could you just comment on the record?
Well, I can tell you that what's before you is the action item permission to go ahead and award the contract to the contractor to perform the work in going back into phase one, providing additional video visitation units that would bring the total jail up to standard with regards to phase two and phase one having both of them having the video visitation ability.
And that is actually something the sheriff wanted and is actually in the standard of the prison? Of the adult detention center?
That is correct.
So it looks fantastic. $580,000 to have that there. I would assume that that's something that will be a great relief to what we have right now.
Yeah, I know. If there's anybody here from the sheriff, they can talk about the efficiencies. But it definitely does create efficiencies in the fact that you do not have to escort the prisoners at large distances. That the video visitation allows it to be specific, be local to the areas where the inmates are housed, and it definitely will be create a huge amount of efficiency.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Okay. No further discussion. All in favor of the motion say aye. Aye. Opposed? I didn't hear anything out of you. You okay? Okay. That's 4-0-1. And try consent when it goes to the full board. Item number 10, utilization of federal and state asset forfeiture funds, Sheriff's Office. Is there anyone here from the Sheriff's Office? Could you briefly summarize what you plan to do with the money and where you got it?
These are seized assets from both our federal drug task force and local drug task force within the county, basically money seized from drug dealers.
Okay.
And 2 to 3 times a year, we use it to buy equipment or start new programs that aren't normally budgeted. And they can't replace budgeted items, but we can start new programs and add new equipment.
Is the amount that you're collecting going up or going down, or remain steady?
Over the past couple of years, it's been increasing just with the population increase and with the amount of drug dealers that are out there. But it's not an income that we can count on year to year.
Okay. Any questions? Yes, Mr. Delgado.
Thanks. A couple of years ago, there was a discussion about having remote cameras over at the Safeway or other locations of a similar nature in the Sterling Park area. It's been some years. This is all cameras. What was the do you have anything on that, or you can get back to me on that?
I can get back to you on that. I know at one time that was applied for under a federal grant that we weren't approved for. But I think that Captain Fry was looking into that for you, and I certainly can.
Well,
either I'll get back to you.
Yeah, since this all deals with cameras, you know.
Back to you.
Yeah, because I know that, obviously, if I don't ask, I don't get told. So just let me know. I know that that was something that was in the past some years ago, and there's been so much going on since then. But it was obviously an initiative similar to this where you need some remote purchases and things of that nature, and they're always short on money, and here's some money, you know, that's the way it works. Thank you.
Yes.
Let the record show that the committee's been joined by Mr. York. Any further questions or comments? Chair is open for a motion. I'll move draft motion number one. It's been moved and seconded that we recommend that the Board of Supervisors approve the utilization of the Sheriff's federal and state asset forfeiture funds for equipment purchases as listed in item totaling $119,386, and further recommend approval of budget adjustment BA121270 appropriating $119,386 of these funds for these items. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. That's 5-0. Try that one on consent too. Item number 11. Landfill waiver grant.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. This is the proposed budget for the FY 2013 landfill fee waiver program. The county and local government agencies and non-county agencies continue to be the highest users and requests of recipients of the fee waiver program. Overall, there's about $109,000 increase, requested increase from the FY 2012 budget, most of which comes from Loudoun County agencies in the towns. And I will note, as I noted in the issue section, that VDOT has requested a value of $998,000 in waived value, but the recommendation is that we keep their waived value closer to their actual usage.
Yes.
Which is closer to $350,000.
And that's quite a difference between what they're asking for. We did that last year,
that's
last
correct.
Few years.
Yes.
And it seemed to work out, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
I heard no complaints from them. I thought I read in the item that things were down, that the towns were not bringing as much as had been planned this year and the previous year. Did I misread?
No, sir. That's correct. Their actual usage, overall, the actual usage is less than what has been requested. But you're correct that the towns have not used as much as they have requested.
So even if we approve this request, which is for a slight increase over the current year and last year, chances are we may not have to waive that much.
The trend has been that we have not waived as much as has been requested.
Okay. Any questions? Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the draft motion for approval.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That's 5-0. Leslie, try that on consent also. Item number 12, quarterly finance and housing update, cash proffers report. If the committee is so indulged, I'd like him to go through the report as one last time. We get a good idea of the state of things as this board goes out of office. I have the initial impression that things are picking up in a lot of areas, but I'll go right ahead, sir. Give us your report.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll hit the highlights for each of the attached pages. Starting with revenues, real property is up pretty much in line with forecast. Public service property is considerably up over last year.
What do you mean, public service property?
Utility properties.
Okay.
That are assessed by the State Corporations Commission. We play no role in their assessment, so it sometimes is a surprise, but fortunately it's a little ahead of pace. Personal property is up significantly, primarily due to continued increases in the computer component of business tangible personal property, as well as vehicle values and numbers are up again this year. They haven't been deterred by the higher prices for gas as they were during the recession and the last gas spike. Sales and use tax year to date is up about 0.6% over last year. Not strong compared to last year, but last year was considerably over budget, and we are quite a bit over budget at this time of the year, and it's looking
by good. Over budget, you mean we've collected more than we thought we were going to?
Yes.
Thank you.
The other revenue items are generally nominal, with the exception of permits. Building permits are up significantly. The revenue from building permits are up significantly from last year, and the revenue from permits where fees were increased midway through last year are up accordingly. And we did not see any drop off in volume based on the increased fees.
Are we seeing an increase in the residential building permits?
Yes, we are.
Significant.
Yes, the and I'll just let me skip ahead.
Okay.
to the permit issue. We are 56% ahead of where we were this time last year, but there are three components to that: single family attached, single family detached, and multifamily. The multifamily for this quarter, we had none last year. This year we had 61 multifamily units in the quarter, so obviously that's a big contributor. But we saw a 61% increase in single family attached. So we're seeing continued pickup in that area. Slight decline in single family attached.
Okay.
But on balance, we're 56% ahead. Moving on. No particular observations on expenditures. That is, expenditures are nominal, like where we expect it to be in general. Debt service, the same thing, no particular anomalies. Housing sales are off in terms of volume compared to for the quarter ending in June.
Well, how can residential building permits be up and housing sales be off?
Well, the housing sales includes sales of existing houses plus new houses.
So the existing ones are not selling very well.
That's correct. And I checked the local MRIS data through October, and the pattern has been continued soft volumes of sales. The the average value of homes has fluctuated. In October, it was plus again, but it's on a quite a low volume. And that's mostly existing homes that are measured by that indicator. Foreclosures are down 31% through the end of September. I also looked at October recently, the assessor's October foreclosure report, and it's also down compared to the comparable month. Now, the assessor is now picking up short sales in their report, and what you see in this foreclosure summary is the short sales are netted out, so it's a foreclosure-only measure. We're looking at short sales separately, and they are an appreciable component, you know, of the total. So it is something that is not going to go away in the short run.
Well, how much longer do you think we'll be dealing with short sales and foreclosures as a significant portion of the market?
Several years.
Several more years, you think?
That's because of the percentage of folks that are underwater in their mortgages and just the normal transfers and jobs and so forth. Even if you had a very, you know, a good employment outlook, as people need to move their jobs or have other situations, if they're underwater, their only two choices are a short sale or to put cash into the sale. So you would expect to see a inflated number in that area.
Okay.
We're running 30 or so per month. I mean, it's not a huge number, but it's something to watch. Business trends, if you look at the color coding on business trends, you do see in the last 6 months more red cells than green cells. That's primarily due to the slowdown at the airport. And subsequent to the printing of this report, the airport has released their September numbers, and they're consistent with the last 3 or 4 months. Overall passengers are down. International passengers remain slightly positive, which is a good thing, but cargo and international cargo are both down substantially, and that may be driven by some of the issues that are going on in Europe right now, but that's something to watch. Hotel revenue is down, and we think there's two components of that. Federal agency travel, there have been reports that federal agencies are limiting travel as much as possible to conserve funds in the deficit-cutting situation.
So our Visitors Bureau tourism gang is not getting the revenues that we had anticipated. Is that a fair conclusion?
Well, their revenues are budgeted. It's close enough now that it doesn't necessarily call for a reduction of, you know, a reduction in their revenue. But it is fair to say that unless the hotel revenues turn around in the next few months, next year's budget would have to be adjusted. The other component is the airport's driven by the hotels are partly driven by the airport as well as federal travel. And to the extent that that's down, it's a drag on the hotels. We already talked about retail sales tax. That's generally positive, and it's positive on a very good year last year. The retail sales tax is supplemented by the computer purchases that are contributing to the use component of that. Auto registrations continue to be positive. The last month you see here, September, was negative, but I checked the October data and it's up plus 10%, so that was an apparent anomaly. Unemployment insurance claims are continued to be down, although now in single digits. The October number is continuing downward at a slower rate. That is probably because as you get down to lower unemployment claim levels, it's harder to eke out the same percentage performance on a lower base of unemployment. Business bankruptcies are nominal. We didn't have any this month where the county was actually owed money by any of the bankruptcy filers, and they continue to be in single digits. There's a separate page on TOT that really just reiterates that there's been a slowdown. We, because of the quarterly reporting deadlines, you don't yet have a completely full picture of the last quarter, but it's going to be down based on the monthly indicators. There's a new page this month, which was formerly in the administrative items, and that deals with insurance claim settlements, which we didn't have any this quarter. So no anomalies to report there. And then finally, we have the proffer report with no anomalies.
How have the BPOL revenues been?
The BPOL revenues are insignificant at this time of the year because they're not reported until the spring for the primary. The Commissioner of Revenue's office is feeling that our budget forecast is consistent with what we're seeing so far.
Okay. Any questions from folks? Good overall picture. Overall, we're in pretty good shape, having just come out of or beginning to emerge out of a recession. I would say we're in pretty good shape.
Yes, given that we're ahead of budget on the key items with one quarter, the key, of course, is going to be the reassessment of personal property in January and the reassessment of real property in January. Once that occurs, then we'll know what the balance of the fiscal year is for the majority of our revenues.
Okay. No further questions? Yes, Mr. Miller?
I just want to mention, some of this being the last time we'll get together for this purpose, that I think these reports have been immensely valuable to our ability to assess the trends in the county, some of the hot spots that call for special attention. I've been particularly impressed with your ability to forecast things with some accuracy. I did my time on Wall Street. You guys are better than they are.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much, staff. I would echo Mr. Miller's comments. Thank you very much. Very informative. Item number 13, Public Transportation Fund.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this item is really just asking the board to consider closing the Public Transportation Fund. This fund was set up some time ago, back in 2002, to begin the method of funding the payment of the rail costs.
Why do we want to do that?
Well, there's some accounting changes that occurred. What has occurred is, since most of the funding is coming from the general fund, and this fund is set up as a special revenue fund, the new criteria for special revenue funds, this does not meet that criteria. And we're just going to account for it in the capital projects fund going forward, where it should be anyhow.
So this is basically an accounting correction or adjustment?
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm. So the accounting for the project will actually occur in the capital project fund, where it should be. This was just originally set up to possibly for other revenue sources to be put into a pot, held, and then paid debt service out of here.
Why are you asking us to do this? Why don't you just do it?
It takes board action to create and remove funds.
Oh, okay. That's nice to know. Any questions from anyone? Mr. York?
I'll just go ahead and move the draft motion.
Been moved, and I'll second it. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed?
I'm
sorry.
It wasn't depending on my vote, obviously, since I supported this. But just a quick question with respect to this and the discussions we had at VACO. There is seems to be rolling full steam ahead for devolution for the state to require certain localities to take over secondary roads. Assuming that happens, where would we put the money, assuming we have any money to put forward towards secondary roads?
It would really depend on bringing back options to the board on funding that project, and if there is any special revenue or special taxes that are collected for road repair, we would then possibly create a fund similar to this. Or if it's just general fund tax dollars, it would just be then a transfer to either the capital fund or the debt service fund to pay for roads. So that is.
I'm sorry, unless it's maintenance and it would be in the operating budget.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I'm sorry to hear that news, Mr. York. It It's my understanding that under the plan, they would give us the amount of money that they have allocated for maintenance, and that anything beyond that that was necessary, we would have to raise that revenue here ourselves in some fashion. And I understand that this offer was made to Fairfax County a couple of years ago. They studied it for a full year, came to a conclusion it would cost them an extra $135 million a year, and so they chose not to. Boy, this is something that I hope the next board fights tooth and nail. The last thing we need is another mandate. You understand.
Well, it's not only that, Mr. Burton, it's that we don't believe there's going to be much of any funds transferred along with the requirement to take over the...
I believe you're absolutely correct, and so because the responsibility to raise the revenues will be transferred to local, so that local can take the heat from the citizens for raising the taxes when the General Assembly doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to do it themselves. Okay. Did we vote on that?
Not yet, yes. But I wanted to ask a question.
Yes.
Related to the draft motion that moved by Mr. York, maybe we voted on it. I don't know. It says in the staff item, $332,453, but in the draft motion, it makes reference to $3,332,453. Which is it, $3 million or $332,000? So the draft motion needs to be corrected, Mr.
Yeah,
Chairman.
Yeah, I apologize for that. Yeah, it's a typo. Yeah.
It's only $3 million off, Mr. Chairman. Is that all right to correct it, sir?
Hi.
You got a huge fund balance then. correction, so noted. I'll amend my motion to match the $332,453.
Okay. All in favor of the amended motion, say aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
4-1, with Mr. Delgadio voting no. Item number 14. Boy, I think we need to slow down. We're going to finish pretty early. And dinner is being brought in at 5:15. So take your time, Mr. Adams, and walk us through this penny by penny.
I got other things I can do.
Unless, of course, you want to share in the dinner. Just think, you know, keep that in mind, please.
The item before you.
I've got the mallet, Mark.
Actually, the item before you is the unaudited fund balance of Loudoun County and the schools. We wanted to bring this to you now, obviously, because there is no Finance Committee meeting in December, and we'll be bringing the auditor to you, to full board, in your December meeting to report out what their findings are as per state code. But basically, the item before you is the year-end fund balance, unaudited. It's nice to report, basically, that Loudoun County finished in fine financial shape once again.
And why is that?
As you know, the budget staff, county administrator, we all look at the revenues very conservatively, which we've done again, and that has come out to our favor. Real property tax assessments have gone up further than we thought when we budgeted planning. Also, we do a very diligent effort in watching our expenditures, and we have a very very good conservative way of targeting vacancy savings.
So basically, the revenues turned out to be a little more than we anticipated, and the expenditures have been a little less than we anticipated.
Correct.
That's a good combination.
It's always a good combination. It's always what we set out to do is,
and
you know,
the fund balance
to you.
The fund balance that remains, if this all holds true, would be a very big positive help to the next board in its first budget.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Not if we spend it all tonight.
Well, I don't.
I'm looking at all the recommendations in here.
Well, many of the recommendations, obviously, we always recommend use of fund balance for one-time expenditures. And also, when we look at our recommendations, what we provide to you is always best. It's always best used to either limit the expenditures on future years or just take things out of the CIP, and that's what is recommended mainly in the items, the 10 or 12 items we recommended. Also on a note of that is we also funded a full funding of the fiscal policy, your 10% fiscal reserve. That was met. Your fiscal reserve now is $130 million, and that's
okay.
Based on revenues both on the county side as well as the school side.
Okay. The biggest expenditures in your recommended list are what?
The biggest ones we are recommending at this current time, and again, these are unaudited, but hopefully they shouldn't change by much. Really, we're in the final wrap-up of the audit. They basically did most of the hard work. But the biggest expenditures we are recommending right now is $25 million to pay off outstanding debt. There are certain debt issues right now that we can actually call and defease that debt, and that's $25 million. That'll save us probably about $16 million over the course of that debt, plus should free up another $25 million in debt capacity going forward for this year's CIP discussions and ongoing discussions.
And that will undoubtedly be useful because there are still, there's another high school and all that stuff on coming.
Another big pot of the money is the $28 million we're recommending for cash funding the CIP.
This is next spring's CIP.
Correct.
Okay.
And that'll be cash funding the CIP. Another one would be the board gave the county administrator some direction on preparing the FY13 budget. The direction was to bring in a budget, possibly show options for a plus 5% on residential real property tax rate, a 0% option, and a negative 5% option. Based on our estimates right now and what we're looking at, if the board decides to go, the next board decides to go with a negative 5% option, there could be a potential impact on the collections in June, which would impact fiscal year 12, the current year we're in. So one of the recommendations is to hold back $24 million of this in a reserve that if the board decided to lower the tax rate, which would affect this current year operations, we would then have to have some money to make it through FY12.
Okay.
And a very interesting part of this is since you've already allocated your resources to the schools, this impact is mainly on the county side.
Okay.
And since the board would adopt the tax rate sometime in April, this would really only impact March and April, May, June. So we would need this funding basically to finish out the fiscal year.
And if it's not necessary to use it, it would be available for applying to the FY13 budget?
Correct. It'd be used for the FY13 budget for the board to then discuss after or during the budget process when it's deliberating the tax rate to either use this for other, put in a reserve fund for future years or use it for capital projects.
Okay. On the VRS $10 million, is that going to be enough to take care of the bill that comes due starting next year?
We are looking into that now, and we will be having consultations with the schools. We're still getting information out of Richmond on what the new numbers are. We got some updated information, and I'm not sure if Mr. York or Mr. Hemstreet heard anything down at the meetings, but there has been discussion at the state about the VRS, so we're still waiting to hear the actual impact. This $10 million was set aside by you all last year, and right now it's sitting on our side of the books, and throughout the FY13 budget process, the board would decide to give that to the schools or use it for something else.
Any questions from anyone? Yeah, Mr. York?
Ms. Burton, I'm going to move the draft motion.
I'll second it. Any discussion? Mr. Delgadio?
If we pass the draft motion, we're talking about the 10 items.
Correct.
Including, and what's left after that? Is there anything left after that?
Basically, all the fund balance would be used up.
So our fund balance
will be allocated for the projects identified or set in reserve fund for like the VRS or the reserve for the $24 million for the tax rate.
Mr. Adams, the answer is Mr. Delgadio, item number 5 is reserved for the next budget process.
Correct.
Right. Well, $24,600,000, really. And the rest
many
of it,
these are, yeah.
We're deciding what to do right now.
Many of these items, Mr. Delgadio, are actually reservations for next year's budget process.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, yeah, like the $10 million for the VRS.
Correct.
And things like that.
And the cash funding for the CIP and all that.
And $25 million for the debt payoff and
yep.
so on and so forth.
Correct. That would probably happen. We would start working on that.
$25 million here, $10 million there. I got it. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
I will be voting yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Would you like us to go through the items?
No.
Okay.
We've got the votes. All in favor say aye. Oh, yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to thank staff for putting this thoughtful and deliberative list together on how we can really save money in the future, particularly in paying off debt and paying cash for in place of just issuing more bonds, as well as reserving the funds for next year to try and relieve that tax burden, give the next board the option of being able to reduce that tax bill. I think they will definitely appreciate that. And so I see a lot of forward thinking in these recommendations, not just of, oh, there's millions and millions of dollars here and we can spend it on everything that we didn't get in our, you know, that we've proposed over the last few years. So I think this is fiscally responsible in the short term and the long term. So thank you for putting together a very good list.
Okay. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That's 5-0.
Consent.
Consent. Might as well put the whole day on consent. Item number 15. Thank you, staff. Well done. I'm trusting that you've done your sums correctly and all the numbers balanced. Okay. What do we got?
The best for last. The item in front of you is to get a Board Authority approval for the purchase of personal computers and laptops over a one-year period. And the item was actually last and not on consent because that VA that you just approved or the fund balance carryover actually included the funding for the majority of these procurements.
Okay. What is the average replacement length time we're talking about now?
If you talk to the staff here, they'll tell you that some of them have PCs that are 6 years old. Generally, what this will do is get PCs as they and replace them as they enter their sixth year. So, in essence, it's a five-year or five-and-a-half-year replacement cycle. Try to do laptops. They just don't last as long as they enter their fifth year.
I can vouch for that from personal experience. Yes, ma'am?
I'll move draft motion number one.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Try consent. 5-0. Dinner will not be here until 5:15.
Thank you.
Thank you. But I think they've. Have you already ordered it?
Yes.
And paid for it?
Yes.
It'll be. Over there?
It's legal back there.
Well, as we adjourn, I want to say thank you to the finance staff. It has been wonderful working with you for the past 15, 16 years. You are the best around, and you are the reason that we are in such sound financial shape when so many organizations and jurisdictions around us are struggling mightily just to keep their head above water, some of them not above water. I want to thank you personally for all the help and support that you've given us, and this committee has been it's been a pleasure to be part of this committee.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, yes. And to follow up on that, wearing my propeller beanie for five more seconds. Good job at DIT. I remember when I met you 4 years ago, Mr. Troxell, I asked, it's a lonely business. They rarely come, pat you on the back, and say, hey, computers ran great today. Thanks. You told me, actually, around here from time to time, that's been known to happen. My turn. They ran great. Thanks.